Good morning, Masechet Bamot Tzedek Daf Yud Tera. We'll be starting on the Amud Gufa, 6 lines, 7 lines into the Amud Gufa. Dedicate the Shitter and his died in this war, Chayalim, Emtsuim, civilians, and all the Chatufim. Unfortunately, no longer Mintanel Shimon Ben Sharon, but only Shmato should be a Iri for his Neshama, his first day of Yeshiva. Shabbat Nichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, we should have lots of Yeshua during this month. So we saw this Gemara over here, already the bright from yesterday. The Rabbi Zari brought this bright. Matzaket isha b'shuk. He found a gate in the shuk. Bisman shabal modi yachsil isha. If a husband says yes, I use that to divorce his wife, he says, then I'm going to give it back to her. And abal modi, the husband denies it. No, I didn't ever use that. He might have written it. He intended to use it. He didn't use it. So lo yachs, you don't give it. Lo lezev, you don't give it neither to him or to her. So the Gemara makes a deal, it's like it's Bisman Shabal Modeh, when the husband says, give it to her, yes, I admit that I use this gate, Mia Yachzish, should give it to the woman. But the Gemara says, what is it? But why? Velechu Shema Katabi Tem Nisan V'Lonatan La Tishre. Maybe it's a Shtar Mukdam. The husband wrote it in Nisan, and he intended to give it to his wife. It's okay, he intended to use the gate, but he only actually gave it to her when? In Tishre. Now, there was 6 months in the middle over here that the gate wasn't in use, correct? The woman wasn't divorced. She was still a married woman. And now what happens? V'azal ba'al, the husband went, v'zavin pirei minisan v'atishrei. And he sold fruits. Now what fruits did he sell? Rashi says over here, right? V'lo natan la'atishrei. Never gave her the gift until tishrei. V'chol zman shenatan, ayalo lechol v'limkor pirei nichsei melog shela. And as long as he hadn't given her the get yet, nichsei melog. Well, what's melog? We learned the word malog, right? Malog means plucking, remember? Plucking, like you do meliga, you pluck. It's like the hairs of a goat. So we explained that malog, nichsa malog, is these are things that the other wives, they aren't written into the ketubah, or the inheritance as a wife inherits while she's married to the husband, or stuff like that, that accrues to her. The husband's got the usufruct. He's got the right of use of the goods. He can sell the fruits and get the money and invest the money and do what he has to do, whatever the case is. But he never actually owns the asset. Remember, we had Nichsei Son Barzel, where it's a dedicated amount. It comes into the ketubah, and whatever the case, she leaves with that dedicated amount. Son Barzel, Nichsei Malog, so wear and tear, etc. is not the husband's problem, right? The asset goes, she comes in, and it goes back to her with a wear and tear, the whole story. But he gets right of use. Now, he got right of use only as long as they're married. Once they're divorced, he can't go. He's got no more right of use. Let's say that she inherited a whole hotel, a big building. You know, there's $1 million a month rental. So while they're married, the money's his. The moment that they're divorced, it's not his. You've got to ask, why would a husband want to divorce a woman like that? Right? Okay, I suppose there are other reasons, right? But bottom line, so that's what he said over here. So now, Shalash, Shiklu Chamilu Baal, Echol Perot. Now look at Rashi, V'zavin Pirei, K'mishpato, as if he was allowed to. And now, what's the story? He meant to write the get. He wrote the get in Nisan, only gave it to Tishrei. So 6 months happened. Now, we're going to give her back the get. I was going to say, yes, I owe her the get. Give her the get. Now, what's she going to do with that get? Umafke le gita, the kata ben Nisan. She's going to schlep out this get and say, listen, this gives her Nisan. Everybody who bought stuff from my husband, my ex-husband, between Tishrei and Nisan, my get says, Nisan. He shouldn't have sold anything between his son and Tishrei. There's already a get. She's going to go now and say to all the guys, you bought my stuff. I want it back. V'torefet, everything back. Right? Let me look what you look at in. Why aren't you worried about that, says the Gemara? Why do we care about that? We worry about so many other things. Why worry about that? Question clear, right? The husband says, give it back. We give it back. Well, why are we concerned about that? A get mukta. So Gemara says, no. Gemara cares on the question. This would only work well. So the machloket in Masechet Gittim, we're not going to go into it now. On Daf Yud Zayin, Mishnah brings it over here. The machloket over there, right? From what moment are you asked to get benefit from your wife to examine look? So one opinion is the moment you decided to divorce her. You decided now you divorce her, you haven't given her the get yet. From that moment, you've got to take your hands off. Now the opinion says no. And the mind dama yesh lebal per ad sha'anetina, Michael Mayra. But the other part of the opinion says, no, until you actually give her the get, it's yours. So this whole question only applies to who? To the side of the machloket that says the moment you've got decisions to divorce your wife, from that moment onwards, you can't touch her stuff. Okay, so that's the question we're arguing about now. So now the Gemara says, why aren't we worried about that? So the Gemara says, Ki ati l'mitraf, when she does come to Mitraf, I'm going to, the guys will say to her, whoa, 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 what do you mean you're touching my balls of your husband? Aiti raya, emat matagit liyadech. I'm not going to just play your game, lady. I know the halacha. Right? So enachinami, right? The assets are yours, but I want to know, when did you get the get? Because according to the side of the machloket that says the moment that he had intention to divorce her, that enachinami wasn't allowed, this was hers. So she's entitled to claim the stuff. But our question, according to the side of the machloket, says no, only once he actually divorces her. But now we've got a problem, because now once he divorces her, so he gave her the get only in Tishrei. But really, this get could help her shtochgas who justifiably bought their stuff. And she's going to go and say, no, it's something. We're not worried about that. Because when a woman arrives with a get mukdam, with a get, and they start checking into it, we want to know proof. When was the get given? I don't care what date's on the get. I want to know when the get was given. And that's why I'm not worried. We'll give you, bring 80 and look at Rashi. And that's what we want to know. So we want to say, wait a second, why is this any different from a shtar chov, from a regular loan agreement? Did not, and there we learned, also masechet, we learned this already, a couple of daf ago, daf yud bet. Matzah shitrei chov, if you find a loan agreement, im yesh ben achrayt nechassim lo yachsim. Remember, we saw this the other day, this was the very first, we started the whole sugi with this. If there's achrayut in the shtar, you can't give it back to anybody. And what do we say there? We spoke about Volkimna Keshechayav Mode. We said even when you can't, even the Chayav acknowledges that he owes the money, you still can't give it back. Why? Umishum Shema Katav Nivop and Isamalola Va'atishrei V'Katav Lukhoch Lokadin. For exactly that same reason. We said there, what's the story? The guy wrote the contract in his son, he only lent you the money in Tishrei, and now why don't we give the shtar back to the guy? Admits that he owes you the money. Because the document will present a situation wasn't correct. There's that 6 month window where you never owed the money, where he never owed you the money, and now when he sold assets, he sold them justifiably, and you'll now come, you'll go and claim those assets, so they were sold before he paid you back. Why don't we say there as well the Gemara, lahada, give it back, and then v'chiyat limit. If the guy should arrive and say, it's my assets that you bought, Naimele will say to him, I tirayem at matter shtar chov le'elech. Bring us aid him. How come there with the shtar chov we say, no, don't give it back? And with a get we say, give it back. Because with a get we say, we aren't concerned. Because if the woman arrived and said, listen, my husband sold you stuff, we're divorced. So well, show me when you were divorced. I want aid him to see the Masira. And with the shtar chov we say, don't give it back under any circumstances. Well, why not? Why, even when the chayev was modi that he owed the money. Why don't we say there as well, give back the shtar to him, and if he wants to come and toref, we'll say, bring me aidim when you got the shtar in your hand. We don't have to worry any longer. Question clear, right? Everybody with me? Everybody with me? So Gemara says, no. Amre, hacha. The reason why it's different with the get, we give back when the loan, we don't give back. Hacha gabe get isha, with the get of a woman, ati lokeach v'tava'a. Right? If she comes and she claims she wants her stuff back, Amar, hi, da hadru and nihal rabbanan legita, mishum de lo ta'agin v'taitiv. We can start rationalizing the situation and understand what's going on. We say, why did the Beitin give her back her get? They gave her back her get, nothing to do with my situation of whether I bought from my husband's stuff justifiably, legally, correctly or not. They gave her back her get because they don't want a woman to sit there as an aguna and not ever get married. Because basically, she hasn't got a get, she can't get remarried. Right? So that's why they gave her back the get. Not to do with me. Therefore, hashta, now, the ka'achi le mitraf, now she wants to use that get against me. I know that the chachamim, when they had their considerations of why to give back the get, I wasn't a factor. It was purely out of concern for her to be an aguna, that she couldn't get remarried. So therefore, they didn't take me into consideration. Therefore, I've got to take myself into consideration. And I'm going to say, lady, right? You want to tell me now that you want to get my stuff. Tezil v'teti raya emad mata git liyadech. I bring me proof when you got the get. Now, I am justified in saying, bring me proof you got the get. Because I know why Chaim gave you the get. They gave you the get because they don't want you to be an aguna. nothing to do with me. But hacha, with regards to shtar chov, right? Lo ati lokeach v'tava. Right? The guy won't even think. When a guy arrives, he bought a field from one of the parties, from the love, from the borrower, right? He won't even think that there's a problem over here. Because he'll say, Amar, mida adru and nihal rabbanan l'shtar chov, the fact that Chavim gave him back the shtar chov, pshita, lema yilchata adru and nihale, lemitrafu. They'll say, why are they giving back the shtar chov? Because that shtar chov is going to entitle him now to come and claim back my assets that I'd bought from the, they gave it back to the Malveh. Why? Because the Loveh had bought from, sold to me in the meantime, and the Malveh is justified now in coming and get my land back. Why? Because they're going to have checked it out to know that the date was a good date. Everything was in place. Shma mina, kam rabbanan b'milta, umikam edidi, matcha liyade. So before me, the shtar really was given to him. In other words, the possibilities of mistakes are much greater when it comes to a shtar chov. Because why would Beit Din give him back the shtar chov? The lokeach could just say to himself, obviously, Beit Din checked it out and the dates are right. Therefore, he's entitled to what I took and he'll just hand it over. But with a get, the guy will say, wait a second, why did Beit Din give her the get? Nothing to do with me. They gave her the get because of it, so that she wouldn't sit there as an akuna. Therefore, maybe they didn't check out the story of the finances. Therefore, I'll not take the law into my own hands, but I'll be a lot more demanding in terms of proof. And that's why Chamin said, with the get, you can give it back. With the shtar chov, don't give it back. Okay? That's to go up until now. Okay. Tarabanan. Now, sorry, then we saw in the Mishnah as well, we had Shichurei Avadim. Right? So we see a similar idea here about Eved. It's amazing. It all ties up. So with a get Shichurei, with a Shichurei of a get, the woman, there's Nichsam Belogo at stake over here. With a Eved. So Matzah Shtar Shichurei B'Shuk, you find a Shtar Shichurei, that emancipation document. That's the proper term, right? An emancipation document. I think it's a nice word. How do they translate in English? Like an emancipation document?
A bill of emancipation.
Okay. Ooh, that's
in the United States, after the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln gave called the Emancipation Proclamation.
So everybody was automatically emancipated. All slaves went free.
Well, in theory.
That was like what God did at Egypt.
Not exactly.
Well, isn't that what God did at Egypt? Did he have emancipation proclamation?
Egypt, but certainly not what's his name.
He did it with 10 plagues.
He did it with 10 plagues. But, so... How many plagues did Abraham Lincoln use?
ask how many people were killed in the Civil War. That would be annoying.
And how many people were killed in Egypt? We say, Chamushim alu Mitzrayim. It means 4/5 were killed. Only 20% left Egypt. 80% died. Okay.
So, but now Israel, what about Egypt?
And the Egyptians, a lot more probably died as well. Tarabanan. Okay, so what do we learn? That there's no freedom. That freedom isn't free. Right? That's what we learn. Yeah. Freedom isn't free.
Freedom comes with a price.
Freedom comes with a price. Okay, terrible.
You need free lunches either.
Matzah shtar chov shichur b'shuk. Okay, bizman sharav modeh. So now when the master admits that the bride says that he set him free, yachzir, give back to the Eved. And rav modeh lachzir, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. If the master says, no, I wrote that, but I actually intended to go free, don't give it back to any of them. So the Gemara says now, bizman sharav modeh miyah yachzir Eved. But what do we see over here? When the master says, give it back, so then we give it back. Right? We give it back. Vamai? Why? With the same concern over here. Nechu shema katab litan lebnisa. He intended to write the doc. He wrote it in Nisan. Velo natan la tishra. And he only gave it him actually in tishra 6 months later. Vazel avdei v'kana. Vazel avdei the eved went. V'kana nechasi min Nisan v'tishra. In the meantime, between Nisan and tishra, he had a credit card. He had his master's credit card. Or a checkbook. And he went wild. And he accumulated a ton of assets during those 6 months. Right? V'azil harav, v'zavdinu, u'mapik lei l'shichrur. Now, and the master in the meantime went and sold those assets between Nisan and Tishrei. The Eved was running around with the master's checkbook, buying up all these assets. The master sold some of those assets, right? And now he gave him the Shtar Chov in Tishrei, the Kata ben Nisan, which was written in Nisan, the Katarif lekuchot shlo kedin, and now the Eved's running around, going back to all those guys who bought the land from the master between Nisan and Tishrei, saying, hey, yeah, yeah, it's mine. I bought it. Yeah, look, my Shtar, I was given the Shtar in Tishrei, in Nisan. In Nisan, I bought that land in Nisan. Because when an Eved buys something, Masha kana Eved kana av, kana bao, right? Kana rabo. The halacha is that whatever Eved gets is actually his master's. But if he was free, so if he was still an Eved between Nisan and Tishrei, so whatever he bought belonged to the master could have sold it, no problem. But if he was Meshuchra already from Nisan, so whatever he bought was his. Who got the master or asked to sell it? So it goes and it's the same thing. So the Gemara now brings two sides of the machloket. We saw with the get as well. Ha nicha is also a Gemara in Gittin. Ha nicha leman dama zchutu le'eved sheyotzei mitachat rabo lecheirut uka'abaya dama edah b'chotmav zakin le'shapir. So we understand this whole story. If when it's a zchut, right? You must zake the eved, give it, letting go free. Says abaya is a zchut, and we know that zakin the adam shel b'fanav. Correct? You can be zake somebody even without him being around. So you can write a shtar in his side. He's not around, even if he's already mizake. Ele leman damar chovu le'eved. But for the side of the machloket there, who says that it's a chovu, it's a bad thing for them. Why is it a bad thing? Rashi explains over here, because if the master was a kohen, he can't eat trum anymore. He now, once he becomes, goes free, Eved Kanani goes free, becomes a Jew, he can't have a shikh for Kananit anymore. A lot of bad things. Missing out on all the good life. It's not a good thing to go free. Alright? So you'll tell me, Dachadino Rabbi Lechel, Mike, remember, now how do you explain this? Why do you give the guy back the star? It says dechiat. The word says no. Same idea. Dechiat lemitraf. I mean, lay aitiraya emat matashichul yadach. Same thing we say with a woman. The chacham would understand what's going on over here. People will know that an eved gets his star. Every time he gets his star, right? Because it's chavin law, and therefore you're not going to do it without him being around. So they said, listen, Mr. Ovi Nash, you got to get the written from Nissan. But tell us, when do you actually get it? Bring us aidim, and we won't be exposed in such a hurry. Okay. The same mishnah that we saw there, and I think it was Yudchet. Where was the mishnah? Yudchet Amud Aleph. Yeah, so the Mishnah Yilchet Amud Aleph said, we had Matzah get Nashim v'shichra avanim, a daitiki, matana, v'shovarim. We're now discussing these last three cases in the Mishnah. Okay? Daitiki, matana, v'shovarim. What's a daitiki? When we saw what daitiki was, Rashi explained on the previous Amud in the Mishnah, daitiki is da. Like it's a daitiki is a shchiv mera. When a shchiv mera is on his deathbed, so he says, from there, give it to that guy. I think that is a shchiv mera, correct? Look at Rashi. On our daf here, on our amud here, yutet. Da tehe lemeikum. Shtar zeh yeh lakum liyot b'chol ha-katubo didivei shchiv mera ki-ktubinu m'kshurin dami. So da tiki says, from there, give the guy there. He's lying on his deathbed. Whatever he says, if it's written. So shchiv mera. Now, what's interesting about a shchiv mera, important to know as well, a shchiv mera, right, can change his mind. Because the Shchiv Mera gave you what he wanted to give you, presuming that he was going to die. If he lived and he survived, right, then he can take it back. So he can take it back and then offer you to somebody else if he wants. Where when a guy gives you a matana as a bari, right, he can't take it back. He gave you a matana, he gave you a matana. Right? So that's the difference over here. So now, our brother is discussing now a daitiki and a matana and a shovar. Tell about Ezu daitiki. What's a daitiki? So the Gemara says, actually, the Gemara says, da tehe lemekam. Okay, so Rashi says it says, the Gemara says it straight out. Right? Da tehe lemekam. There it will be for you from there. V'liot she'im meit, if he dies, nechasav liplani matana. Right? And now says the brighter, when does that work? Kol shekatubo mehayom ulachar mita. As long as it's specified, right, from today, now. In other words, he gets it now. Why does it have to be from now? Because a dead guy can't give presents. A dead person. Anybody ever see a dead guy give him a gift? You can't. When you're dead, you're dead. So you've got to give it from while you were alive still. It kicks in actually from now, from this moment onwards. Ulachamita. So Gemara says, Alma ikativa mehayom ulachamita hu tekani. Vi lo lokani. So Gemara says, therefore, it only works if it was written from now. So when Abai says, well, and if not, law, it doesn't work. Look at the Gemara's question here. Rashi forbid me. If he law, law can't forbid me. What? Kosher can't forbid me. I've like goof a pair of machshav the kani tvei. Well, obviously, if he came from now, it's kone. You're getting ready from now. And look what Rashi says, Stam bat nat shchivera, lo kanye lo ele la'achar mita, de machmak mita hu mitzave. He only gets it after he dies, says Rashi, as a stam, a shchivera. Because it's the death that's giving you the story. So that's the kasha, that's the Gemara says, I don't understand. What I'm ektivim yom la'achar met ihu kanye vilo lo. So Rabbi says, this is what we mean. Understand it as follows. Sachik amar. Ezohi matnat bari. What is a matnat bari? Shehi ke matnat shchiv mera. De lo kani el lachamit. It says, it's not a shchiv mera. A matnat bari. Sometimes a matnat bari can function as a matnat shchiv mera. And how will that work? If he says, you're getting it now, but only after Adah. He says, kol shekatuba miayom lachamit. Time lo amar tnu. So the Gemara says, now, if you remember, we had in our Mishnah the other day. In our Mishnah, if you go back to our Mishnah, you've got to actually go back to our Mishnah to understand this. The Mishnah said, we had the Mishnah on Daf Yud Chilamud Bet, Amud Aleph, then we said, Taima, denim lach shlonit nan. Ha amar tnu, not din. Now, our Mishnah said, you found a get dash with Shechar Abim, Adatiki, Matam Shum, Harezi, lo yachzir. You don't give any of those back to the Mishnah. Why? Because I say, nim lach alen shlonate, didn't want to give them. But if the guy says give, you give them back, correct? There we have to be said. So said over here, it says over here now, Gemara says that from the brighter what we learn is, that's a diuk in our Mishnah. Right? So we see that bottom line is the brighter seems to say what? Like our Mishnah. If you it says give it back, give it back. And the Gemara is the brighter steer here. Raminu matzah daitikot optikaot umatanot. Bring it back. If you found daitikot in the plural or aputikiot. Remember, an aputiki is also an aputiki is like a lien over a specific asset. Remember? Or an aputikiot umatanot gifts, documents. Avabishashnehem modim. Even though both people acknowledge that I wanted to give you the get, it's yours. And you say, yes, it's mine. I got it. Lo yachzim. He has a big steerer. Because when they say, afilu shnehem modim, that's tantamount to the guy saying what? No? Tantamount to him saying what? Tnu!
Give it!
And our Mishnah said, when the Mishnah says, tnu, give it, you give it. And yeah, our Brita says, even if both parties acknowledge, I say, yes, I gave it to you, and you said, yes, I received it from you, we still don't give it back. Right? So that's the question. So I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Meir Lo Kashia. He says, Lo Kashia. Why is it not a problem? He says like this. Haba Bari, Haba Shchiv Mera. The Mishnah is discussing, right? When it said, Lo Notain. The brighter says, talking about a Bari. Look at Rashi. Shayashtar Matnat Bari. De Lo Kativ Bei, Kedekatziv Rami Barsa. The guy was lying in his bed dying. In other words, it's not a din of a shchiv mera. Look at the Bach over there. Kederech, the Bach changed, not kedin. Kederech shekodvim b'shitra matnot shchiv mera. So the bride's talking about a bari. Doesn't accept the guy's lying in his sickbed. Vaha b'shchiv mera. And when do we say give it back? When it's a shchiv mera. Because a shchiv mera from me'achshav b'achamita is a shchiv mera. Right? So the Gemara now explains. You got to follow me now a little bit. Okay, some of you might be busy doing other things there, but I'm saying, but just try and focus on what I'm saying now, because this Gemara is a little bit tricky to follow. Okay? So it says, like it says, Matnitin, can explain now the difference between the two of them. So we said that the brighter, right, we said you never give it back, he's talking about a bari. And the Mishnah, we said, you could, if it says tnu, he's talking about a shchiv mera. It says, like this, Matnitin diktani ha'amar tnu notnin. The Mishnah we says give it back is b'shchiv mera. Why do we say give it to a shchiv mera? Because a shchiv mera is a dvar mahadarhu. It's a returnable. It can go in both directions. You can change your mind, because when you're dying, when a guy's dying and he wants to give it, and then suddenly he recovers, you can take it back, right? Dvar mahadarhu. Damrina and Michael and Maimar. What's the story over here? Dilma. It was. Why do we care? Dilma katva mi karlahai. He originally wrote a document to Shchimra to give to Chaim, to God number one. Va'amlich v'lo yaven alei. And he changed his mind. Va'hadar katva le'ina shachrina. And he decided to give it to somebody else.
I mean, is it better? Can he do that? Or can he do that while he's still a Shchimra?
That's a good question. But let's not confuse ourselves and say he got better. Okay? Vayavini ale. So the hashta, and now, hashta now, right, in our situation over here, kahadar b'emiyahu, vayavini ale. He now took it back from number two and decided to give it to number one. What's the big deal? He can do it. Ve'ibe matnat, by now you might say, but wait a second. But he wasn't a shchivmer anymore. He now changed his mind, and now he became healthy. He was a bari, and maybe it's not so straightforward. Ve'ibe matnat bari yavele. So still late lay pseida. There's still no real loss. In other words, our concern always is that the rightful party is going to be unjustifiably prejudiced. Why? Because we're going to say, no, Bonnie, give him the star. They both admitted. But in the meantime, he might have intended to give it to somebody else before that. And now he doesn't like that guy. And now they're just colluding and he changed his mind and you're helping him give it to the new guy. So we say, no, if it's a matnat shchiv meraz, no problem. He changed his mind as much as he likes. He was a matnat bari. So we still don't care. Why not? He says, also like Lepsada, de inafke tarte. Because if they're going to be two starot now, if there was already a star that he gave to the previous guy, and now you're giving him the star now, but try to Zachi. The later one, star is going to be the one. Because when he comes with a matnat bari, he's going to have to produce a date. Taha hada me kamaita. Because he's already got a previous star. You're now giving it to the new guy. So we're going to say, today you're giving it to him. The previous guy's already got a star from when he had. So when they come to argue, he'll put out the star. We'll see who gets the first star. So if he's a guy, a shchiv merav, in the meantime, he gave him as a matnat bari. Also, what made it? Because we go according to the date. Now, the ibe matnat shchiv merav. Right, even matnat shchivmera nami yaveni alei late pap seder de b'chayta zachin if it's a matnat shchivmera. So the second guy gets it. The kihani by mikamat if he changes his mind. So miman afshach, we don't have to worry. Right, if the guy started as a shchivmera, because shchivmera can change his mind. If there was a bari, so there's a previous document already gave it to somebody else, and now it's giving it to the new guy over here. That was the Mishnah. Then kiketani b'brayta in our brayta we said. That afapi sheshnehe modim lo yachs, you still don't give it back even if they both agree. Lo lezeh ve lo lezeh. Right? Yeah, we're talking about a bari, we said. Right? Not about a shchivmera. Right? And why do we say don't give it anybody? Because we're talking about a bari. The love bar maharu. A bari, as a rule, you can't change your mind. You gave it a bari, you gave it a bari. That's why we say don't give it back. Don't give it to them. With a shchivmera, we didn't worry because a shchivmera, by definition, is a bar mahadar. So which a guy can change his mind. And he said, oh, well, maybe he became healthy at the moment and he gave somebody else a star. And now you found this star, he'll give it to you now. Well, we don't worry because the dates will sort things out. But yeah, with a bari,
if it's bari, it's already been given.
That's right. You know what I mean? But bari, but now what's happened, if it's a bari given, but now he changed his mind. He said, I gave it to you, I was given. But I'm unhappy about giving it to you. And now suddenly a new star appears over here and he's going to use an opportunity now to change his mind. That's what we're worried about. So that's why the Gemara says, well, actually, aren't you worried about it? Because if he gave it a long time ago, there's a date from when he gave it to the guy previously. If it's a bari, the guy will come and show dates. Shchibara, we can change up and down. But if he became well in that middle, but now we're discussing baris. Let's discuss bari now. Let's discuss bari, right? She says, that's why with the bari though, which is a love bar mahadarhu, right? Look at Rashi says, where's the love bar mahadarhu? I thought it was a bar mahadarhu, which is, I can't see Rashi. I mean, yeah. Damrina, what's our rationale? Deal me katva lahaimi kara. Look yourself. This was say, maybe he wrote this for the regar originally, for number one. V'imdich v'lo yavi, he never actually gave it to number one. And he wrote a star for somebody else as a bari. And he gave it to him. He says, I made a mistake. He's got two children. And the one child, children are a good example. He's got two friends. And the one friend he thought was his really good friend. So he wrote a star in Matana to give him a friend, to give this guy a friend. Then he decided this guy did something not nasty. We didn't smile at him properly that morning in shul. So he's not giving him the matana any longer. And now he's got another friend. He thinks, you know what? He's actually my good friend. He always smiles at me and sure, I'm going to give it to him. And he gave it to him. And now once he gave the guy the matana, he stopped smiling at him. But what can he do? He can't get it back. Now suddenly they arrive with a star that was lost. And, oh, here's my opportunity now. I'm going to say, you know what? It's not actually, he tells his friend, say that it's yours. All right? Hashtag kahadabem yahud, yavile. The savar, he thinks to himself, Mihadar lo matzina hadranabei. Since I know that I can't really undo the what I did, I already gave it to him. Therefore, Amar lehu da anila haya hafta. I'm going to say that he's the guy that I gave it to. Vinihadru ni ale. Right? And I'm going to give it to him. Katva. Vinihadru ni ale katva. So that's what he said. He said, look, he says, since I'm allowed to Allah, you have to be Hajjud Alek, I give it back to him. The Gemara says, wait a second, but how are you going to do that? Kechin im hivakik hai katavad akadim zachar behu. But then the other guy is going to bring out a star, right? And aki hechi mafik hai katavad akadim zachar behu. Now he'll get it because it's a pre-dated star. Now number one's going to get it. So I gave it, I wrote a star for number one, I didn't give it him. I then wrote a star for number two, and I now don't like him. So now this star gets lost. I'm going to say, oh, that's X. They found this lost star. They say, oh, no, that's not for number one. Give number one. And now he's going to get it. The Gemara says, well, it's El Amrinan. But Beitin will say to him, Amrinan lay, Anan hai katava loya havinan lay, lahai, I'm not giving it back. Why? Dilme michtav katavta, miav loya hafta ni alay. Because you didn't actually give it to him. And in the meantime, the hafta nishakir you gave somebody else. The Kahada Bay, now you don't want to give it him anymore. So now we say, Elo Yahavtari Shachrina. So now we say to this guy, listen, you know what? So now you can say, wait a second, that's not fair. Maybe he did really want to give it to case number one. The Rebbe will say, no problem. We're not giving you that star. That star is staying with us. If you never gave to anybody else, right? Elo Yahavtari Shachrina, if you didn't give to anybody else, what's your problem? The Kabay Tatvalaha, you want to give to this guy. So Kativ the hashtag Kitav Achina, write him a new star with today's date. The Yavini Ale. And give it to him. Why? Because the Yahavtari Shachrina, if you did write to somebody else and you're hiding it from us, so no problem. Let perhaps anyone lose why the Kadim Zachi. Because the new star for this guy you saying was really the original guy who got it. He's going to have a star from today. And if there's nobody else, so there's nobody else, you'll get it. If there was somebody else, that guy will come with his star. His star will be dated previously to today. We'll know who the real guy was. So that's why I don't give it back to you. So when it's a matnat shchiv merah, we no one loses. And when it's a matnat bari, no one loses. But with the matnat shchiv merah, we give it back if he says tnu. With the matnat bari, we don't give it back if he says tnu. And the bottom line is the same thing. Ultimately, the truth will come out in the wash. And therefore, it's not a stira. And that's how we explain it. Everybody with me? Clear? It's clear.
Why didn't they include names on the stars? Why didn't
they? They both got the same name. You got two friends who are Chaim Yampel.
Okay. So
it's, yeah. Okay. Right. Now, Mark Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, what's going on over here? Vaha idi va idi. Daitakul ketani. You talking to me here as if these situations over here, you know, are star chov or a star matana. And the one's a case of a shchimera and the one's a case of a bari. But they both the Braita and the Mishnah spoke about what? A daitiki. And what's a daitiki? They're both shchimeras. How can you say to me, no, it's lo, eh, lo, 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 kashia, haba bari, haba matnat bari, haba matnat shchivmera. Both the Braita and the Mishnah speak about shchivmera. Everybody clear? The question's clear, right? So this whole beautiful explanation we gave over here now about a shchivmera and a bari, that makes sense. Because the Mishnah says, im omrim tnu, you give it, and that's a daitiki. And the Braita says, im the shnei modim, lo yachz, you don't give it, it's not a daitiku. So we can't make the chakiria between a shchivmera and a bari. They're both shchivmeras. So that's his kashav Rav Zvid. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rav Zvid, hava hava shchivmera. Really, they're both talking about shchivmera. The Mishnah and the bari. It's still not a kashya. Why? Velo kashya. Ha bei v'ha bibrei. The one that says, give it back, is the father himself. And he's the shchivmera. He can decide what to do. And the one is his son. The father gave it on his deathbed, and the son, they wasn't happy with the father's decision. So he now wants to try and use the fact that the star got lost to change the beneficiaries. It's probably not an uncommon situation, right? Their children aren't happy with the way their father allocated the assets before he died. You have it every day. You have court cases of families, the best and the biggest, suing each other over these sorts of things. So, and Gemara explains, Matnitin de ka'amartnu, our Mishnah that said, give it back to him. right? If he says not nin, is but did that with the guy himself, the father. The bar maharu damrinak, we said that a shchimera can change his mind. Inami yaven in shachina, can give somebody else. And let Beb say that the kamu batra batra zaki, because always the last guy gets it. The ha harabay mikami changed his mind. And kiktari brighton, our brighter that said that afa bishneh modim, even they both acknowledge it and they agree, lo yachshi dangi back to him. Rozeh is bebrayed with regard to the son. Why damrina? What do we? How do we explain it? Til miktavulahai. The father wrote to star to give it to Chaim. Veimlach velo yavin and ended next to give it to him. Ubatar avua katav iu in a shachrina. And now the son, when after he inherited from his father, he gave it to somebody else, Vayavle, and he gave it to Chaim to Moshe. Vahashta, now the son is upset that he gave the stuff that he inherited from his father to Moshe. And he actually wants to give it to Chaim. Right? Kahanamiahu. So what does the son say? Savar, the son says, I have an opportunity now because suddenly the star got lost. And they found the star. Right? Savar mahada lo matzina hadranabi. I can't change my mind because I'm not sure that it was a matnat bari. So emar lehu. Here's a little bit different. Now there's collusion. Emar lehu. I'm going to tell Beitin da abe yahav leila hai that really this star was a proper star. My father gave him before. Well, his father gave him before he died. Right. Venitvu le katve. Venezil, right? Venitvu lekatve, and they're going to give him the star. Venezil venafik mine, to huzachi veniflug baade, and we're going to share. I'm going to go to him now. Tell him, listen, you now get the assets. You take it away from the guy that I gave it to, because you'll have a star from my father, which was way before, and we'll share. Look, veniflug baade. Look at Rashi here. Veniflug bahade, where's the Rashi right at the top? Achalokimo bekanun yezu. We'll collude. And I'll see the stuff. Therefore, we say to the son, Anan hai ketavu levin leila hai. We're not giving anybody the deal. Michtav katva yavua. Mi aloya, maybe your father wrote it and didn't give it anybody. But you have to et atlin shachin. You go to somebody else. Vekahadartabe, now you've changed your mind. And they said to the son, listen, Mr. Son, if you're right, and there's nobody else that you gave it to, and you aren't trying to stalk anybody else, this was really your father's wishes, then no problem. Elei kushta kamat kushta. Remember, we have kushta in Brich Shmei, right? I always quote, right? Kushta emet. And if it's emet that you're speaking, the yahiv lei avuch, your father gave this to him, then no problem. Zilat ashta, you now go k'tiv lei star, and give him a star, and that's yours because you inherited it. You write a star. Dinami lo yahiv lei avua katavte atli neshachina leit pebseide the kamo batra kamo zachi. The same thing. If it works out, it's not the case. And your father didn't give it to him, and you had given it to somebody else, that guy will arrive now, and his star will be predated to today's date. And that's the halacha lemaaseh, the guy with the earliest star will get it. So nobody loses. Therefore, in a case like that, says over here, Rav Zvid, the Mishnah said, Tnu, it's when the father writes the star, it's all about the father. And the case of the bride, we said, you don't get back either of them, is when the son writes the star, and everybody is happy. Okay?